our study tonight on hearing the voice of the Lord. We're going to start before, let me build a foundation for where I want to go tonight. Amen. Look with me in Psalms 103. Psalms 103. There, say amen. Begin to read verse number 19. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Remember that, hearkening to the voice of his word. Even the angels have to submit to the word of God. They have the same word that we have. Amen. He says, bless ye the Lord, all ye his saints, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen. You know, he was reminding me of the prayer that Jesus said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Amen. So the angels in heaven are submitting to the voice of God. The voice of God is his word. You know, the Bible says that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Okay. So as we're looking at this, every time we read God's word, we're hearing the voice of God. Amen. So tonight's message are the teachings in Colossians chapter 1. Colossians 1. When you get there, just say amen. I'm in no rush. I've already made it to rush hour in Harrisonburg. Those people in the Beltway just don't know what it's like. Verse number 9. The Apostle Paul says this, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord and all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which have made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, and whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. We're going to look at verse number 9 tonight. The Apostle Paul says, for this cause also, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you may be filled with all the knowledge of his will, and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Now, if anybody's here, everybody that knows me, they know what my favorite, one of my favorite scriptures is Proverbs 4:7, where Solomon says, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom with all you're getting, get understanding. We'll talk about it 1,000 times because God's growing and doing something in every one of our hearts and every one of our lives. The devil cannot steal what you understand. He can only steal what you're confused about. And that's why there's so much confusion in the world right now. That's why there's so much confusion even in the body of Christ. We find that that he is the author of confusion. God does things decently and he does them in order. God has an order of things. So the first thing we're going to look at is the knowledge, to be filled with knowledge. In Habakkuk chapter 2, you have Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk. Or if you're from the north, it's a Habakkuk. depending on what part of the country you live in. Habakkuk. Yep. And verse number 14. He says, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of what? Of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Amen. We're expecting God's glory to come in and go out to the nations. Amen. And he says it's been prophesied, it's been spoken. Amen. He said it will come like the sea covers, the waters of the sea cover the earth. I believe there's a mighty move of God that we're in the midst of. Hey, we're not just waiting for it to come. It's already started. Amen. Amen. It's already started. It's just like, for example, when there's a wind that blows, when there's a wind that comes from the east or the west, it just doesn't all of a sudden, it comes softly and then it grows. Amen. And I believe the wind of the Spirit right now is moving softly, but it's getting ready to increase. Amen. You know what happens when the wind of the Spirit really blows? Things that can't stand will get moved out of the way. Amen. Amen. God wants to move and shake us. Amen. I don't know about you, but I think we can use a little bit of shaking. Amen. Not just to be filled, but to be full. To be full. In Ephesians chapter 3, and what are we talking about being full of? The knowledge of God. The Apostle Paul says in Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 17, he said that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. And what God is saying to us when he is saying that is we have a measure of knowledge, but when we have God's knowledge, we know all things. Amen? God's revealing us and showing us things that we didn't know before. Amen? I don't know about you, but he shows me something new every day. Amen? Isn't he good? 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 Why am I keep doing that? Because the world has all kinds of trials and tribulations that are coming, and God wants you to recognize how good God is, and he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above what everything we ask or even think. Amen. Amen? See, he's a good, good God. Look at your neighbor and say, he's a good, good God. He's a good God. He's a good God. The devil's a liar. God's the speaker of truth. Amen? So he says to you and I, so if we're being filled till we're full, then all of a sudden there's something that comes out to be fruitful. Amen? I want to be fruity for the kingdom of God. Amen? Amen? Now, wait a minute. I don't want to be, now I'm not going to go there because that's not even fair to say that, to label somebody and put that on somebody. I'm not going to do that. I want to be fruity. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, and faith, the fruit of the Spirit being evident in their lives. Amen. 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 He says to us to be fruitful in Colossians chapter 3. Colossians 3, verse number 8. The apostle tells the church at Colossae, he says, but now ye also put off these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Amen. 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 In other words, we're being transformed into the image of Christ. Amen. 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 And guess what? Amen. When we see God, he's going to look just like you. and it'll look just like me, because all of us are recreated in his image. Now, man tries to put different faces and different things on men and women to try to say you look this way or you look that way or you're like this or like this. But God says you're all beautiful because I created you in my image. Amen? So look at the one next to you and say, golly, day, you're beautiful. It's okay. You're beautiful. You're beautiful, man. Hallelujah. So we have the knowledge. Now we have the wisdom. The wisdom. The foundation. I love what Jesus said in Matthew 7. So go Matthew 7. Verse number 24. Not just hearing, but doing. Again, we could say we'll use the illustration, the paint and the wall. Unless the paint's applied, the wall's never going to change. You can sit there and talk to it. You look at it all you want, but unless there's application. Amen. You know, you could yell at that paint bucket all you want. But unless you put it, make application. And the same is with the word. And Jesus said this in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. He said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall thereof, of it. On Christ, the solid rock we stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Amen. Amen. So he's our foundation. When we're standing on the foundation, we have wisdom to stand on the foundation. There's a fountain. I thank God for the fountain. In James chapter 3, James chapter 3, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What does wisdom truly look like? What does the wisdom of God look like? This is what it's to begin to look like. Wait a minute. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. The fruit of the righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. We go there a lot, but because Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. The Lord is speaking to my heart this morning, even at the park this morning, when I was running in the park this morning. I'm thankful for the snow that melted. Now I can go back to running. And the Lord was speaking to me about the body of Christ. The Lord was speaking to me about Greatest Freedom Ministries. The Lord was speaking about all of us. And the Lord said that he's placed something in your heart that you have a desire to see. And because God has placed something in your heart that you have a desire to see, he's placed it in your heart to make the difference, to make it come to pass. Amen. Hello? If God has shown you something that's wrong, you're the one that can help make it right. Amen. God shows you something that's needed, maybe he wants you to make the one to make the difference and bring it to pass. Amen. God says that if we all have a part in this great body, and everybody's valuable and everybody's important. I may be the biggest loudmouth in the bunch, but I need every last one of you, and every last one of your faith, and every last one of your gifts, and every last one of your talents are all needed for the body of Christ, for us to fulfill what God has called this ministry to do. Hallelujah. Amen. Now see, if I beat on that bucket up there, everybody would have left. Hallelujah. Amen. God wants you to understand how valuable you are to Him, and how valuable you are to me, and how valuable you are to each other. Amen. And that I don't know, I don't think I can do it without you. Amen. Amen. So when we get into the foundation, we're standing on the foundation, and we have the fountain running, the spirit of the water of refreshing running, then we step into the fortune. Amen. In Job chapter 32, Job 32. The word of God says in verse 7, I said days should speak, and multitude of years should teach wisdom. But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Great men are not always wise, neither do the aged understand judgment. There was an old statement we always said, just because we had gray hair, we were wise. We're wise in some things, but we're not always wise in the things of God. We've all learned lessons in life, but God's wisdom is what we're seeking. We're seeking the wisdom from heaven. Amen? This wisdom in heaven will overcome everything on the earth. Amen? Are you with me? So there's the wisdom, there's the knowledge, there's the wisdom. And again, the third thing is the understanding. The understanding. Understanding the truth. The psalmist says in Psalms 119, we'll begin to read with verse number 100. He says, I understand more than the ancients because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Jesus said that we shall know the truth, and it's the truth that makes us free. We're getting the knowledge from heaven, which gives us wisdom. The wisdom is because we have understanding. Amen? He says to us also in the trail that we take, the truth, the trail, in Proverbs chapter 2. Verse number 5. Solomon says, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Proverbs 2, verse number 5. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment, and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. When wisdom entereth into thy heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. Amen? So that gives us the triumph. When we stand on the truth, we're following the right trail, we have triumph. In 2 Timothy chapter 2. verse number 7. Consider, the Apostle Paul said to his student Timothy, He said, consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. What is he saying to us tonight? He said, hey, he's given us the knowledge from heaven through his word. When we apply this knowledge and we work on this knowledge, it becomes wisdom. This wisdom is manifested when we have understanding. He says to us as his children, he says, study to shew thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. In other words, God gave us everything we need for the age that we're in to be victorious, to go back and take back this nation for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. All power's in from him. His word has power. Amen. When we speak it, hey, we have to believe it to truly speak it. It's just not about uttering the word. I got to believe it or the devil's going to bring doubt. Amen. How many know the devil's always trying to sow doubt? Oh, did I do the right thing? Did I make the right move? Did I do this? Did I do that? He always has you second guessing everything that you do. And God says, listen to me, children. All things are working together for the good because you love me and because you're called according to my purpose. And when I say love me, you love God, not Pastor Carl. Amen. Amen. You love God and you're called according to his purpose. And even though sometimes I might slip up, sometimes I might have a boo-boo and make a mistake, God takes and uses that mistake for me not to do it again, for me to learn and grow through it. Amen? And he was, just in closing, I don't know, for some reason he took me to James chapter 5, and I have to go there because he told me to. He knows what he's doing. Hallelujah. The Lord wants us to remind you and I this. Verse 15. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise them up. And if they have committed sins, they shall be forgiven them. Now the sickness comes from sin. Hello? The wages of sin is death. Their sickness comes from sin. Not necessarily your sin, but the sin of this world. And sometimes God says that when he's healing someone, he's going to forgive the sin through the prayer of faith. Amen? So let's all stand up. We're going to lift our hands to heaven. And how many have a loved one or somebody that needs healing tonight? Come on. Come on. Robert's in the hospital. He turned yellow. Robert Landacre. Sean's got a fever. Hallelujah. I don't know. Everybody's got a family member or a loved one. I just want you to lift up your hands, and I want you to pray to the Father on behalf of those that are sick and that we're standing in agreement for tonight. Hallelujah. We're all coming into agreement. We're believing God. Amen. That we'll lay hands on the sick. We're not laying hands on them. We're sending the word. He sent the word and healed their disease. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, you see every need that's represented here tonight, Father God. Every loved one, every family member, Father God. Lord, we send the word out in the name of Jesus, Father God. I was reminded of the Roman centurion that came to you, and his servant was sick with a palsy. He was bedridden. And Father, the servant didn't think his house was worthy. The centurion didn't think his house was worthy for you to come to the roof of. But you said, he said, if you just send the word, I believe my servant would be healed. And the Bible says the self same hour the servant was healed. So right now in faith, Father God, we're coming together in faith believing that my brothers and sisters, our family members, our loved ones are being healed this very moment. You sent your word to heal their diseases in Jesus' name. For everyone that's in this room, Father God, you tell us to cast all of our cares upon you, for you care for us. The battle does not belong to us, it belongs to you. So, Father God, those things that we have no control over, we release them to you tonight. Take them, Father God. Care them for us, Father God. We release them to you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.